Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. The third deadly sin is sloth, otherwise known as acedia. Now, sloth is not laziness or complacency. It's far more worse than that. St. Thomas Aquinas defines sloth as sorrow for spiritual good. That's a little hard to grasp. So let me ask you, do you know people who just don't hunger for God or religion or prayer or conversion or growing in virtue? When we hunger for something, like a championship or some life achievement or a significant relationship, then we do everything we can to get that thing, and we let nothing stand in our way. Well, what word would you use to describe the opposite of this type of hunger? I'd call it aversion, a deep-seated desire to avoid that thing at all costs. Well, that's sloth. Sloth describes people with the opposite of a real hunger and thirst for God and holiness. Sloth is to have an aversion to God and the things of God. It's a deep-seated desire to avoid Mass, prayer, or talking about spiritual things at all costs. And Aquinas says sloth is really, really dangerous, because sloth leads to despair, and despair leads to hell. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. How in the world could someone have no hunger for God, have an actual aversion to him? Well, God designed us to desire doing something worthwhile with our lives and to delight in the good things like God, good health and work, and relationships, and truth and beauty. We're supposed to desire these and delight in them. But the world gives us a different message. When we're young and as we grow up, the only measure or standard the world gives us for happiness seems to be achievement, which is measured by money, or pleasure that comes from entertainment or food, alcohol, drugs, sex, or whatever gives us an adrenaline or dopamine rush. And this is what we call materialism. Now, materialism doesn't mean owning a bunch of stuff. Rather, materialism is thinking that happiness is found in achievement and pleasure, but not in God. But what happens when we get hooked on these? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. When we get addicted to achievement and pleasure, then we spend our lives in two ways, in busyness and entertainment. And once you're hooked on these, then you just stuff yourself with the junk of this world. Then it's no wonder you have no hunger for God. And that is sloth or achadia. And remember, when you don't hunger for God, you make the choice not to seek Him. And that's despair. And that's deadly. And the two symptoms of sloth are busyness and entertainment. We have these moments when we think, oh my gosh, I need to do something with my life, which makes us get busy. And then we say, oh my gosh, this is pointless. I hate this. What can I do to enjoy my few remaining moments or hours or years? And then we turn to entertainment, be it news or sports or shows or whatever. Now again, we have the good God-given desire for doing something worthwhile with our lives. Seeking God and holiness and doing good for others. But those good desires get twisted and turned into busyness, to-do lists, kids' activities. And then, when we get overwhelmed, we turn to entertainment. And we know we suffer from sloth when we try to find relief from busyness and entertainment. And then relief from entertainment and busyness. Back and forth we go. Have you had enough of this crazy ride? Are you ready to get off? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, as now, never shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Well, if you're stuffed with things that don't make you happy, busyness and entertainment, and you wonder, why do I have so little appetite for God? Or no time for him? Well, it's because we're stuffed with junk. And the only way to cultivate a real hunger and thirst for God, you gotta cut out the junk. Then you will see, hey, that was a lot of junk I was putting in my soul. All those activities, those tasks. I didn't need to be doing all those things. My kids didn't need to be doing all those activities. And that entertainment, that was worse than a waste of time. You know what I'd really like? I'd like something that matters. So why am I doing all this stuff that doesn't need to be done? And why am I wasting all this time on entertainment that doesn't satisfy? See, the whole point is that both busyness and entertainment are junk food for your soul that destroys our hunger for God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. If you fill yourself with the junk of busyness and entertainment, then you won't hunger for God. And that's really bad. The only solution is to cut out the junk. Cut out the unnecessary activity and the junk of entertainment, and then replace that time by pursuing what your soul really needs. Jesus. And Jesus wants to give himself to you through the Eucharist. And you open up to receive him by daily meditation. So if you get rid of the unnecessary activity and you cut out the useless entertainment, you'll have lots of time every day even time every day to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, and you'll have lots of time for daily meditation. And then your soul will be satisfied. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What struck you about sloth?
You know, I don't think I have the most constructive thoughts about this, because I just wholeheartedly agree and experience this all the time.
What do you experience?
The roller coaster of being overwhelmed by a task or something that you're being called to do and accomplish, and I get overwhelmed, so I avoid it, and so I bury it, and I distract myself for a long time, and I get really busy with other things or entertainment, and I watch YouTube or something to not think about that thing because it stresses me out to think about it. And while I'm not thinking about it, the thing gets worse because things don't get better when you just don't look at them. And then I just get more stressed about it and I don't do anything about it. It gets worse and I keep avoiding. And it's just a cycle. It's just like builds up more and more and more. And then when I finally take the time to essentially shovel that snow, something is about to pop up that I'm going to want to avoid and distract myself from. So I just agree with it. I think that's just a cycle I live in. But maybe I'm wrong. I perceive you as someone who seems really on top of this. What were your thoughts on the meditation? How did it strike you?
I actually was reflecting that as a father of five grown children, and all five of you are very high achieving.
That's Thank you. I appreciate it. I won't throw that off.
It's very dangerous because you want your children to reach their full potential. Schools and sports and everything is geared toward this highest achievement. And as I said in the meditation, it's measured by wealth, metrics, other things. And I was reflecting on that as a parent, we unintentionally drive into our kids that their only measure really is achievement. And but I see how that one of two things happens. It either becomes extremely addicting, or it becomes extremely overwhelming, and we've really gone off the mark. And I'm talking about Catholics, practicing Catholics, Catholic schools, Catholic universities, the whole nine yards, that we've all bought into this deal that all your worth is in achievement, and
It's true. We
it doesn't
really
work.
we want the best for people, but that takes a really bad form. Yeah, where we're almost dissatisfied if people are doing something fulfilling but simple. Something that's not one of those impressive or things that we consider impressive, because they're very impressive and they might be very fitting for someone, but we're like, yeah, my son's not a doctor, so it's just not the same. But oh, my other son, he's a doctor. And you just have this level of I don't know, it's hard to imagine. It's hard to break out of that mindset.
Well, now imagine a person, this is drilled into them through from preschool all the way up through master's, PhD level. Then we get out, we pursue careers, and then we drive this into our own children, and then we sell our businesses, retire from our practices, the kids move out, and now we've had 50, 60 years of drilling this bad habit into ourselves. It can be very difficult then to make a complete change and just now start pursuing God as the ultimate satisfaction. This is why.
It looks different, it feels different. I do think it's worth it though.
Well, of course, it's worth it.
Because I think as someone who's very driven towards the arts, it's really easy to get all consumed in success looks like
Perfection.
it looks like well, yeah, but it looks like getting make having a New York Times bestseller, having a movie get made, having a platinum album, things like that. Like there's so many metrics for it, but they're not. It's really hard to reorient my mind and be like, I'm going to be most satisfied, yes, when I'm making art, but when I don't see that as the marker for it. If I'm just pursuing a balanced life with God at the center, I'm going to enjoy making art and I'll make better art, but it is hard with the culture around it to take your eye off the ball because you think you're missing
Yeah,
it. You think that's it.
yeah. And in the end, and in the middle, and in the beginning, God alone satisfies. God alone satisfies. And ultimately, we can't reach perfect union with God in heaven until we're purified of all our disordered attachments and pursuits. So, whatever we have to do, let's start pursuing God above all things. And then in the end, we'll find we're perfectly content. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.